I got you.
All right. We are live. I am going to start at the very beginning of this podcast. There's going to be an explicit rating on this. We're not potty mouths, but the boys are drinking a little bit. And Joey was just telling me how awful my team is, how much help my team needs. And I'm like, let's put that on the cast.
That is true. Preach.
Yes. Well, seeing as how there's a little backstory here. I have not done a podcast since October 13th, I believe. I think was the last day.
That's when you gave up on your team?
No. No, I never give up, never surrender. You know what those guys are. You know that, right?
Yes.
What's it from?
Never give up, never surrender. I want to say, no, never say die is Goonies.
Yeah, Goonies never say die.
Never. I don't know. What is it?
It's from Galaxy Quest.
Ooh, I don't think I've seen that since, like, the first VHS came out.
Yeah.
Or DVD. That was for DVD.
Yeah. It might have been VHS. That's been a long time ago. Yes. I used to work at a Blockbuster back when that was a thing. Oh. We were going through the Black Hills, and going through Rapid City, and I point out, that's where I used to work, kids. And they're like, what? What did you do there? And I said, I worked at a Blockbuster, and, like, where you can... breaking stuff up? Were you in construction still? I'm like, no, this was a video store. What's a video store?
Yeah, I had my kids went to the library and rented a DVD the other day, and they didn't know where to put it at all.
Yeah.
That was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we look at your team?
Oh, go for it. That hurts me.
It hurts me, too. Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott, Jake Brown and Brock Purdy.
There's and chickens Richardson. In the background. Maybe I should look at my team, too.
Do you have Brock Purdy after him, Dak? Are the Cowboys going to be any good this year?
Good enough. They're fantasy relevant.
I mean, everybody is, but...
Yeah. Oh, let me see.
I guess we should actually first... Your first pick is in the third round.
Yeah,
the 304.
Mm-hmm.
What you gonna do there? Are you gonna try to move up to the
second
or first?
Who's your best friend in the world?
This guy coming up right now.
That's not Natwick.
The island boy.
The OG island boy?
The island boy. Mr. Cam.
Do you remember the song?
Yeah.
Do you know how to sing it?
No, I don't want to sing it when the island boy here.
Oh.
Is here. This is his song.
Yeah. Miles sings it. I know. Well, this is what it is. I've worked on it a little bit.
Island boy.
It's like,
no, that sounds like a church song.
Yeah. Island boy.
Grab the yellow
my
one.
Name is Cam. Only 5'7". Not a real tall man. And he's really not 5'7", but it fits with the song.
I was gonna say, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll give it to him.
Joey was just telling me how awful my team was and how I've mismanaged everything. And I'm lucky that they grace my presence to be in my yard because I'm so bad at fantasy football was the gist, right?
I mean...
Not in so many
he's
words.
He's adding a lot of stuff to this, but I'm going to take it.
You have to gild the lily.
If he feels that way, I'll be...
You cannot be the fastest growing micro podcast about fantasy football in Belgium.
That's true.
I'll for 3 weeks running.
State the facts.
In 2023.
And soon to be 2025.
Miles.
Hold it closer to your mouth.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
Okay. Oh, you don't.
You have old man glasses. My grandpa had those glasses.
That's fine. I'm kind of an old man.
They're very stylish.
I'm older than you are.
I know you are, so you're kind of an old man, too.
I am an old man.
You got any draft picks you want to get rid of?
My third, my fourth. Oh,
what are you up to, 2030 now? You're trading out first round picks back into 2030?
I think it only goes 3 years. So
if that would let him, he would be.
Yeah. Well, I traded my 20.
You're out, dude. You're 20. You have, I think, a 2027 now.
Okay. Yeah, I'll trade it. What do you got?
He traded his 2026 for a second round draft pick.
You keep saying that. And... It was Trey Benson who looking fire this year.
Yeah, how's he doing fire?
Yeah,
under James Conner.
Yeah, well, James Conner last year was the first year he played all season. That was absurd. That never
good happened. Good trade.
It's the best ever.
Anyways, are you going to try and get in and draft someone that's going to be awesome? I want to know who so I can avoid that person.
Hold on.
Yeah, I'd purposely go around that guy too, just so you could maybe have a good shot at him, Miles.
Okay, just, I have been so busy with my business and starting things up that I have not paid attention at all. Wolf Real Creek. Life has gotten in the way of my fun times.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Last year. Yeah, you guys banter. I'm looking for stuff.
I don't know. Cam, where are you sitting at? Yep. You're about the 206, you said? 207?
108.
108. What are you trying to do?
2027.
I gotta be like what Miles would say. I gotta be water.
I don't know who's gonna fall.
I don't like my spot, but I'm gonna. You dance with the girls you got, right? And that's what I'm gonna do this draft.
You're looking good.
My team's awesome.
Where are you drafting at?
I got the 108.
108.
Yeah.
Yep. You got Godwin and Olave.
Oh my God.
You got depth. You can just you're just best available.
Yeah. That's probably what I'm gonna do.
Miles doesn't have that.
What? I have a 2027 first round pick, baby. Oh.
Yeah.
Who's better friends with Natwick?
Me.
Okay. Yeah. He sent me an offer today. I saw him at work the other day. We were was in the job in his building. We chatted a little bit. He's like, I might send you an offer. You sent me Travis Kelce.
This is going to be a really good trade.
And the fourth.
For no one.
For A.J. Brown.
No.
I countered.
Okay.
And I haven't heard anything back. I will have to look.
Hi, Drew.
This has to be great, too.
What did I send him?
Yeah, I thought about it.
Travis Kelce and a fourth for A.J. Brown.
Yeah. So I countered him with two things. A.J. Brown for 25 first and his 26 first.
That won't happen.
No. And then A.J. Brown for Travis Kelce, his first this year and his fourth this year.
That won't happen.
Yeah. Well,
that's a fair trade.
That one's probably the fairest.
Metaphorical middle finger. Correct. Of what that was. And then I did put tag this with an explicit rating off the back. Another bet. Mm-hmm. How's it going? You guys want to sit in the shade? You can.
Yeah, I like the shade. This is nice.
You can scoot over.
Yep. It's just been
how's the kind of dealing with Bachmeyer?
Are you getting a deal done?
Very slow. Nothing? Did he text back?
I ended up calling him again.
Wait, he actually answers his phone? I don't think he'll talk to me because I quit.
Well, I mean, why would you talk to quitters?
Yeah, I left. I specifically told him I wasn't quitting. I told him I was leaving.
So,
who's going to talk more out of you two? Probably Mike. Grab that microphone.
Mike.
Get closer to you.
I mean, I talk pretty loud. I'm pretty sure
it creates an echo, though. Yeah. If move it closer to you.
He might come still.
Yeah. Yeah. Leadall said his wife wouldn't. What, is it really his wife or is it just
his girlfriend?
Your crotch is noisy. All right. Try it now.
It's getting excited.
I know. I thought I liked to draft, and then Mike's crotch noise was like.
I was looking, not to interrupt, but I'm going to.
Okay.
10 minutes between each pick?
Yeah. You can take less.
Well, I'm gonna, but okay. What do you need 10 minutes for?
I don't know. I thought
Miles
everybody was
just
gonna come.
Wants us to hang out a little longer.
Okay, that's fair.
Mm-hmm. I don't get to see anybody anymore.
And not everybody's gonna be here, so they're gonna get the notification. Yeah. They should have a pretty decent idea who they're gonna draft, but Bach is the perfect example. His give a shit level's quite low.
Yeah.
So I asked him, I was like, if you don't mind me asking, who are you targeting with the number one? I don't know, a wide receiver or
Travis
a running
Hunter,
back. And I was like, well, can you be a little more specific? Because I would really like to contact Kyle and offer him what I'm offering you for the two.
Yeah, if I knew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to offer what I'm going to offer to Bach to Kyle if the guy I want's gone.
Yeah. And we all know who you want, Mike. I mean, favorite Travis team, Hunter. Best running back in the class.
Ooh, I've got Sincere McCormick on my team. I'll send him to you for a fourth.
Sincerely, I would not take that.
For a yet. Fourth?
No.
What? A fourth in 2027.
A 2027 first rounder.
Fourth. 2027 fourth for Sincere McCormick.
Here, we should. Do you think Miles? How long will Miles have his 2027 first round pick this draft?
It'll be gone by the end of the second. First round. I'm guessing because he's going to get jittery and antsy, and he's going to trade that. He's going to try to get into the first round this year because he's going to miss out on RJ Harvey.
Yep.
I mean.
Oh, that Broncos running back? I'm off him since Dobbins.
Yeah, Miles.
Since Dobbins has come over there, I have Dobbins on my team. I don't like to get players in the same backfield on the same team.
How long until Dobbins gets hurt?
What's that?
How long until Dobbins gets hurt?
Another week or two?
Yeah. I don't think it's a matter of Dobbins getting hurt. I think that
it's
he's podcast so world, I'm just really playing it off.
He'll only make it 4 weeks into the season.
Yeah.
Well, then
I think that's generous.
I did another Dynasty draft a couple weeks ago, and I had the second pick, and I traded out of it.
It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I got 3 second rounders and a future fourth.
What? No, that's not the way I do it. I make big, splashy plays. I'm flamboyant. Speaking
he does. He goes for it, and it just don't work out for him.
And then I got Peyton Manning.
What?
And Taylor Swift.
What?
Taylor Lewan.
Yeah.
It's an offensive lineman draft, too.
Yep.
I got Taylor Lewan.
So, anyway, I traded that at the second. I traded back to sixth.
I'm listening.
That's okay.
Yeah.
They'll listen. You'll all pay. I'm going to trap you in my backyard and set it on fire. Shouldn't make fun of me.
I may not be athletic anymore, but I'm pretty sure I can get over a 4 foot wire fence.
You just run through it.
No wonder why you can just tell Michelle that's 12 inches, because that's 5 feet.
I don't know.
So I put an explicit rating already on this, so it's okay. You can say whatever you want.
I didn't feel like I was taming anything down. Maybe I was.
Zach just came in excited, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean.
Oh, there's pizza back here, too, guys. I'm sorry.
It got touched for the first time in 3 weeks today, so maybe it is excited.
Football's back, baby.
Yeah.
Is that how you're going to get your pick out of Kyle?
has there been any trade? Has there been any trades yet?
No, I'm trying.
I've had a couple rejected.
I don't think so.
I have like five trades out.
Yeah, we kind of went like
all for Miles' first round pick in 2020.
I was gonna so excited to have the 2026 first round pick.
No, you traded it away right away.
Listen.
Okay.
And then I got an offer from your brother, Mr. Drew Pinsky,
for a second.
Yeah. He was worth it.
Yeah.
It's for the future.
Have you been starting him? Do you think he'll start him this year?
He will be started this year.
When?
So
I'm not a soothsayer.
A first round pick should be, in theory, five years of starting.
I would think so.
And
he was a second round pick.
If you didn't get to start him as rookie year.
Yeah.
I wanted him bad. Well, I got.
No, it was the running back for.
No, that was the year before.
No, that was last year.
That was Richardson.
Benson. I took Benson last year with that pick.
What the hell is Benson?
He's the backup running back for the Cardinals.
Third string right now.
Second. Third. He looks fabulous.
Maybe everybody looks good in preseason.
You don't.
It's amazing how fast they can run in shorts and t-shirt.
Oh, man.
Throw pads on them. It's a whole nother game.
At least I didn't take Trey Sermon in the first round.
Miles, at least you got New England's backfield without their fucking.
I got him locked up.
Without the stud backfield. Without their rookie.
Yeah,
you
know.
You got Ramondre.
He's not signed yet.
And Antonio Gibson.
Yeah. God, they were good a couple years ago. I tried to trade them.
They're irrelevant now.
Yeah. That's what happens. We get old. We age out. They're not like fine wine.
Oh, when's Natwick coming? I want to make fun of his old ass team.
Oh, good thing you didn't get rid of Tank Bigsby like you were trying to do.
Oh, it would have helped me last year.
Yeah, nothing would have.
It would have helped me this year.
Yeah.
No. Is he that good?
Well, I think he's getting all the buzz right now for there.
Oh, yeah, he should been. For ETN who? Is not. I think Liddell has ETN, right?
He drafted him. He
I think he still has him.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just looking at Kyle's team. That's
Kyle's team. Traded. So much fucking work.
Oh, yeah, I kind of remember that now.
Wait a minute.
I forget who he took over for, but whoever had, I'm good right now.
Whose team was it that he took over?
I don't remember.
Kyle.
Was it Matt?
No.
No, that's that's big guy, Josh.
Yeah, Josh took over
for Matt.
And then, oh, he took over Defoe.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that explains a lot.
Yikes.
I mean, T-Rex arms probably couldn't hold the phone to make picks and trades. And
you think Bachmeier's going to be on? Or will he just go to
He rejected my trade.
Oh, so he's alive.
He's paying attention.
He's coherent.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think most people will reject your trades.
I wonder.
What's that? Oh, you're talking to me?
Yeah. People so Drew. Drew always what? Capitalizes.
Yeah.
It's a one for a one.
You know.
Yeah. Future one for a
Miles. Yeah.
They do, actually.
Well, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, Miles, you.
He.
It's like Drew has two teams. He has Miles' team. Well, Miles' draft picks.
That's just
his own
team. That's his farm team.
My draft pick for his future draft picks. I don't ever usually get to use mine. He does.
Yep. Yeah. That's fine.
Just a year later.
Yeah.
That's just a farm team, you know.
Yeah. Well, was
exactly.
Well, back when I traded you two firsts for Davante Adams, it's like I got. It's like I could have. The way I look at it. I've never gotten the first pick. I've traded for it, but I've never gotten it. And I got the two top running backs that were supposed to be just can't miss prospects, and they missed. And then you just get burnt, and then you get butt hurt. And we can't all be as lucky as like, oh man, I'm going to take, what's that Bengals quarterback?
Burrow.
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to take Burrow. I'm like, oh, what an idiot. He left he left the number one running back on the board for me. Mm-hmm. And I got him. And then the next year.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was supposed to be can't miss. Everybody's like, God, this guy.
No, does he even play football anymore?
He does. He's with New Orleans. There he was. And then the next year, I'm like, everybody was after Najee. Everybody wanted Najee. And
that's when you got him.
Because I had the third pick, and Chase was going to fall to me.
I was worried about Cam taking Chase over
those are
London.
Those are different years, though.
No.
It was, Pitts and Chase were the same year.
It went Najee.
Najee was a year after.
Oh. No, it went Najee.
Najee,
Pitts, Najee, Pitts, and Chase all went in the 1-2-3 in that draft.
That was
And I traded out, because I had the third, and I traded out, and then I traded back up.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was number one that draft pick.
No.
Who was it, Fresh?
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Burrow CEH that year in our league.
Oh.
Yep, but the year was Najee, London, Mm-mm. Chase.
Nope. London's a different year than
It went.
Well, who went first in that draft?
I
was number 4 cuz I took Pitts. I remember Pitts.
No, you were number 2.
Oh, I was 2. Yep.
I was 3 and I got Chase.
Yep, and I took
Najee.
That
was the year after I got Burrow. Yep. So I went Burrow and Chase.
This is like, yeah.
Yeah.
This is like, Joey, I love you, man, but you are the epitome of better lucky than good. Because I just back
it. I don't know.
Yeah, I do.
I got a pretty strong roster.
Yeah. If you would have done everything that you were supposed to do.
But maybe that's what makes me a good manager, because I don't.
Yeah. And then this year I haven't paid attention and I'm shit in the bed.
You know,
this will be your best year then. I have a feeling.
Probably. I don't think so.
Miles, you might as well just gut it.
Do
I'm
whatever.
Trying to, but nobody will trade with me.
You should just do what...
I have nothing to trade. Well,
look, you got A.J. Brown. You can get a first-rounder or two for
him. You, did I tell you what Natwick offered me?
I wouldn't deal with Natwick.
Yeah.
You don't...
Travis Kelce and the 403.
Yeah, well, that's just like a kick to the nutsack. Like,
yeah, it was just disrespectful.
A.J. Brown's 28?
Try with... Okay. Try with Kyle. Try all right. with...
What?
Solem? Try trading with one of those guys. They need players.
Yeah, so do I.
Maybe you should just gut your team like Cam did for future revenue. Yeah. But
I tried!
Your future looks very dim already.
Just don't try and throw games like Cam did that one was... year.
Did you even have players in there?
I had players in. I just didn't have my good ones in.
No.
They were on injury.
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't do that. That mm-hmm. I don't do that kind of...
No,
I
no,
was playing the worst guys I had.
That one mm-hmm. year you had... accidentally put in guys that they were questionable
mm-hmm.
and the notes said yeah he's probably not gonna play but we're gonna leave him as questionable.
Well, he's still questionable.
Okay this is it. I looked it up.
You didn't know.
Well, that was actually okay, well, pretty
here,
new
right, here we go
too, so.
The 2021 draft went like this. I traded out of the second and then I traded back up to the first and I drafted Najee Harris.
Okay.
Cam ended up with my pick, and you took Kyle Pitts because he was another Cam.
Oh, yeah,
miss.
Pitts is who I was thinking of.
And Pitts is the shits for
he's
fantasy.
So year. they are talking yeah. about moving him to wide receiver.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, he's the yeah. only one that – well, London and him are the only ones they got for receivers right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Colton. Mooney's hurt. And,
yeah, that's yeah. right.
Zacchaeus Oledamayas Zacchaeus or whatever.
Yeah. Are you he's having gone. A stroke over there, Cam?
You used to try to say that word.
Yeah. Then you got Colton's pick at the third, mm-hmm. and you got Jamar Chase.
That was
Drew ended up with Leadall's pick and took Travis Etienne.
And
were you
traded.
In the league or was it?
No, I took. Yeah.
Okay, yep. I couldn't remember when you took
that. That was your first year.
That was the first year, right?
Then that was your first year in the league.
Matt went Trey Sermon. Cam went Javonte Williams.
Oh, I thought that was a dig at Cam earlier when you said Trey Sermon.
No, I remember. I knew it wasn't Cam, but I knew it was. I knew it was Matt. I remember that. Michael Carter. Does anybody even remember him?
The Jets running back.
Yeah, he went to lead all. Devontae Smith went to Natwick at 8.
Michael Carter was part of the.
Who is moving all their mic around? Joey.
Not I don't know.
That's crazy. How some of the.
Oh. Also, so went Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle, Rashad Bateman, Kenneth Gainwell, Chuba Hubbard, Trevor Lawrence, Trey Lance, yeah, et cetera, et cetera. There was a – oh, is this the one? The 4-1? You're Steezy for him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which, what does that mean again?
Just a tag.
Yeah. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 4-1.
Yeah, mm-hmm. One of his better picks in his
– oh, this, once again.
Yeah. I had a good draft.
I'm so good. I knew that. You should. You
no, I didn't
suck.
Know that.
Yeah.
But I looked at it, and the Detroit Lions did not have a number one wide receiver. I think logically.
Well, he was a third round pick, too. He wasn't like a shoe-in.
Correct.
No. And the thing that
but he fell in the draft.
Thing that really changed there was they ben got Johnson. Jared Goff that year, yep. which I don't care what anybody says about Goff. He's an average to above average quarterback. He mm-hmm. he puts a catchable ball out there.
Yep.
He does what he needs to help.
Is he a truck or a trailer?
He'd be more of a truck in my mind.
I think he's a trailer. So he ain't gonna win games without the good guys. So a truck makes people better. Trailer just maintains and keeps everybody going.
I don't know. On the Rams, in the Jeff Fisher and the stupid fucking what he got drafted into, yeah, he was definitely a trailer. He was a game manager. But, and it'll be interesting to see this year with no Ben Johnson. I'm really curious to see what the Lions offense looks like.
It could be.
There's a lot of fucking brains here. That's just because I showed up.
Arrogance, you know, a little bit of that, but that's all right. That's what Mike's known for.
That is true.
That's just Big Mike being Big Mike.
Yep. Big brains.
Did you guys want to eat anything? Are you good?
I'm good at the moment.
I might have something a little
bit. I'll grab it when I'm ready.
I mean, just because I'm a fat guy doesn't mean I need food.
You?
I just don't go to doctors because every time I do, it doesn't matter what I go in for. They yell at me for my blood pressure.
Didn't see that one coming.
I don't give a fuck. I have high blood pressure.
Yeah, so, I just guess.
Gas station food? Or do you pack your own stuff?
No, I'm way too fucking lazy in the morning.
No way that happens.
No way. No way you need to bring that down at all.
I've been eating celery, and I've been eating 2 eggs and toast in the morning. I've actually been eating breakfast before I go out.
Oh, when you go out at 11 o'clock in the afternoon, it's not that hard.
I don't know what you think like my business is like, but it's early. But I come in early, too.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I worked until 6 the other night. I didn't like that.
You were telling me as of right now, until the wife and kids go out to, or back to school, that you were taking it pretty easy. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I had like
a
10 and an 11 and a 10, and it's all right.
New world record for snake bite electric, or what is it?
Wolf kiss Wolf my Creek. Ass electric.
Wolf Creek, man. Wolf Creek, man. Snake bite. Dude. I'm like, what the heck? We got Steve Earle in the house? That's
pretty funny, right? Though. Miles is out here hustling.
Mm-hmm. I just finally got like my insurance taken care of last week. First, I asked for a $5 million policy because I knew I needed it to like for some of my clients. And all I do is maintenance. But I still need that policy. And then the insurance agent's like, okay. And then the underwriters came back. I'm like, do you have any clients that actually require this? I'm like, well, not yet, because I need to have this before I can even start. Well, until you have a client, blah, blah, blah. And we need it in writing. And like, so we went down. It looks like you're trying to commit insurance fraud. I'm like, okay, let's take it back down because I don't want to start off on a wrong foot.
Yeah.
And then I finally got somebody to bump it back up. And then it took them almost 3.5 weeks to approve it. And so I haven't been talking to anybody. So, but Natwick did, he can, by God, I might just give him my first round pick in 2027 because he got me some good work last week.
Good. That's good, though.
Yeah, he'll do that. He knows people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 He knows a lot of people. So.
Wait, what the hell is your
shirt? You probably should.
Who got you that shirt?
Himself.
What?
I noticed that right when you walked in.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was hoping Lito was going to be here.
Oh, he said he might be later.
He probably had it custom made.
Yeah. Oh, I would too.
Well, you've annihilated him on like 3 trades so far.
He refuses anymore.
Yeah.
No, you know.
Totally blackballed from
trading with him. You know, that's one thing.
He won't trade with me after the Eckler trade either.
That was. Lidahl has made some bad trades. Who's made worse trades, Lidahl or Miles?
I think Lidahl's probably made worse.
Lidahl's made worse trades, but Miles has made worse draft picks.
Correct. Yeah. Lidahl has also finished ahead of Miles.
Oh, all the time.
Yep.
Well, I mean,
I've never finished last.
Four running backs.
Lots of nines.
Every fucking year isn't the draft strategy to go with.
One of them has to hit at one point.
Yeah.
And it's none of them four. It's it's the one that Joey drafted.
Well, yeah. I was just looking at a previous show. Kyren Williams went in the 4th. I picked on either side of him. Both mine were busts. And it's just. And this is like.
That's what I need to know, what players to stay away from. Who are you looking at?
I'm not looking at anybody this year.
How many? What pick do you have? You got one pick?
I have the 3rd and the 4th. 303 and the 403.
Oh, here's an interesting stat in this league, the 4 years. All-time win-loss record, there's 3 of us ahead of Miles, even though he went undefeated 1 year.
Yep.
You went undefeated, Miles?
No, I never did.
Just put that in, and there's already 3 of us with a better
record.
There's a couple more of you guys coming up behind him.
He's better than me.
No, you got to wait.
Maybe for one more year.
I think you got to throw out, was that 16 games that year? Yeah. Or 14.
Oh, here's but Nat. Yeah. Here's Nat. So Wick, I think now.
It was like 21. He went undefeated, and everybody else was like lost.
Because I think I think you like that was.
I started onboarding the team.
We swapped to sleeper, so you wanted to try it out. So we Miles got a head start. He went 13-0, and so he had the best win loss record of anything until.
What's up, Lukey?
Until everybody caught up. Need a chair?
You got to get close to a mic and defend yourself.
What?
Against me.
Well,
what?
If you go over our whole get like our record on a 10-year stretch, oh no, that's all on there.
Yeah. This is a record on the record. No, that trade you just sent me, Travis. No, oh, yeah, this wasn't is even good. Travis Kelce.
Who's this? You sent me Jason Kelce. Let's make a trade happen. Get a trade going, guys. Get a trade going.
Oops.
Miles wants to give you his 2027 first round pick because he helped him out so good. He was just talking so much good stuff
about you. I said good things about you, but now that you're here,
I'm
mad.
You guys should make a trade. That's all I'm getting at. You guys
should
Miles
is famous for taking the bad trades. You got to try.
What?
Yeah.
I think they're great.
So is Cam.
Mm-hmm.
No, same with Drew.
I've made some bad ones, but I've gotten lucky on some of them, too. I'm 50-50. It's either going to go one
I
or
still
the
say... The whole fantasy world, except for you, soothsayers, obviously. You, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. I'm not counting. So that's
good. You're
we're the
good.
Smartest guys in the fantasy football world. Yes, that CEH, horrible pick. Miles never should have done it. Never should have traded for Najee Harris, even though the entire industry can't miss. You guys had him. I am going to start listening. You guys, my first pick, you get to make for me.
In the fourth round, because he's going to trade out of the third.
First person to ever draft a punter in Dynasty.
Hey, we had a kid on the old LNK D-League draft the Vikings defense with the second overall
pick. That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Well,
that was long ago.
And then he dropped the Bears defense. That was when they traded for Khalil Mack.
Yeah. Who did Hendo fucking draft his first year in this one? He drafted some no-name fucking
Pender
returner.
Not in this league. They don't even show up.
No.
Did you say
returner? So I think he was a corner, but could accumulate points as a punt returner. I forget who it was. It was for Indianapolis.
Who's Hendo?
Kyle.
Oh. Kyle.
Henderson. Oh.
Tiger Woods.
That was last year. Was he a kick returner?
First year. Yeah, it was a kick returner. Oh. And we were all like, whoa. Is that really who you want to fucking pick?
That's
Adonai Mitchell?
Yeah. It wasn't a bad pick, but it seemed early.
Yeah.
It was way
I don't think he was able to.
Yeah, but he's already practiced both, and they're calling him a starter for slot corner.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's got to come off the field some, and it's easier to come off on offense than on defense.
My goodness. So
yes, I think Travis Hunter, I'm struggling with him.
Yeah.
He's going to need to pick a side of the ball, and honestly, his offensive prowess isn't as good as his defense.
Did he say prowess?
Yeah, he's making up words. He's like George Bush.
All right.
Strategic.
Just checking. Mega mine.
It is a definite fucking word. Look it up.
Prowl?
No.
Prowless.
This is great.
Prowless.
Oh, wait.
Who else is
prowess.
Who else is coming out?
I have totally
I think this is it.
This is it.
Yeah.
So we got Lead
Lead All might be coming.
Lead All's old lady might let him come later.
Okay.
If but he sneaks out.
Maybe that was something sexual. I'm not sure.
No.
No? I just heard she might let him come later.
Let him out.
Oh. Is that what he said? My God, you guys are too straight on this.
Situation it'd be in. Sounds like his decision making and his love life is a lot like his dynasty life.
That's true.
Subpar.
Subpar.
Yeah, but does Lito really want to be a fucking beggar?
He's a Vikings fan. Of course, they're all beggars.
So,
Natwick. Good hockey team, whatever.
There's pizza if you'd like some, by the way.
We'll get there when we're done trash talking.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
So, I do like the three different layers of level of the backyard. The manicured, the uncapped.
Yep.
And then the kind of taken after.
The plot land.
Yep. Native.
Well, there is no irrigation water. And then we've had like 2 weeks of rain every day. And that's this grass is the best it's ever looked. So usually our irrigation water only runs for 2 weeks.
Well, and Miles is a small business owner now. He doesn't have time to be mowing the yard.
No. I think I do. But I think I got my insurance finally straightened out. So, I can't remember her name that likes it in the dark in that back corner.
Sam.
Yeah. Yeah, did somebody take care of her dad's pedestal? Okay. She said she was going to give him my number, and I never heard anything back, so. But that's all right.
Like sitting in the dark in the back.
I totally was letting him just go that way.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't even know what they're talking about.
It sure is a good thing that Miles put the parental guidance warning on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in Belgium. Yep.
Well, that's like I was telling Joey the other day. It's like, God, I've got some cool, raunchy stories. But I want this to be able, like, I don't want to.
Well, you put a parental.
Yeah, but people I know might listen to this.
Well,
it's like what
everybody that would listen to it is really, sitting right here.
Yeah. You're not. Yeah. You don't.
Except for that big following when, in where Brussels.
Yeah.
You
remembered.
That was our VPN. That's when we VPN to listen to it.
Yeah.
When, don't want this shit like in North Dakota. I'm like, oh my God, no.
When has a raunchy story been like, okay, I care about this one, Miles? No, what? You don't. You could care less about some of the stories you told me.
What? Let no, it go on the there's internet. Stuff. There's guy stuff we talk about that I don't want my wife to hear. She does listen to this from.
You might run for office in the future.
Well, now she's going to ask you about it.
you're fucked already. Yeah. It's in the interwebs. I got raunchy stories.
Yep. I'm like, I know everybody does, but it's like, the first time I had sex was like my dynasty team.
You rode in on the dinosaur.
Just a hot dumpster mess.
Yeah. It was embarrassing. And she told a friend of mine, it's like, yeah, he's got decent dick, he's just got no moves.
Did you work on those moves?
I did.
Well, that's good.
The second.
Did you go?
The night move by Bob Seger. That's where that song came.
Then the next time I had intercourse, not the same girl, different girl, she squirted. So, I mean, how do you go? That's like, I keep making these dynasty trades, and I expect that to happen.
I feel like if this is where the topic is going, you need to be like, phone a friend and call in Brian Ballard for advice on this.
Do you still have his number?
I thought we were going to, let's make a trade happen.
Oh, yeah.
Before the draft actually starts between you and Natwick.
Or maybe you or Natwick want, what's his face from the Bears? Swift?
No.
Mm.
No.
Yeah.
No. You can have him. He'll probably have a good season. He should be a good. Should be a good RB2. No?
I had Lidl do that to me once where he drafted Justin Fields
out of spite.
He didn't want him and turned and tried to trade him to me.
Yeah, I traded four Fields for
Sutton. Oh my God.
The last couple times.
Oh, a trade has been completed. Let's see what it is.
Is that me?
I don't know. Breaking news.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Isn't that...
Mike, you moved up.
That's highway robbery right there.
Me?
Yeah.
I got it?
You got...
What?
You got a receiver that's got a walker because he's too old.
Wow.
A first and a second to move up to the first overall. Wow. You stole that.
Wow.
And I didn't even have to give up my 2-4. I gave up my 2-7.
I know. What happened
here now? Bachmeyer can't read and just traded Mikey the first overall pick.
Mm-hmm. So, Mike got the 101 from Bach. In return, Bach gets Mike Evans, the aging wide receiver for Tampa Bay, the 107 and the 207.
I'm due for a rebuild. My team aged out.
And somebody just said Omarion Hampton. What? Sometimes I don't understand these chats.
Who the fuck is Omarion Hampton?
Chargers.
Yeah. So, Yeah, I traded North out Carolina. Of that pick in my other Dynasty League, and then I found out Najee Harris basically had one eye. I'm like, son of a... But I traded back for T. Higgins, and...
Yeah, good trade, Mike.
Yeah, that was really good.
That was good.
My God, I level offered seven? It. I offered him
yeah.
a good a deal.
Wide receiver for a year or two.
Yeah. I mean, and he needs it, though. He needs a wide receiver for a veteran
I didn't want to give up my 204.
He needed more picks is the problem. He's got a lot of holes on that roster.
Yeah.
He inherited a crap team.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Back to you and me. Travis Kelce in your fourth for A.J. Brown.
You're lucky
I don't sick the dogs on you.
Do you have dogs?
There's yeah. One old guy for another old guy.
What? He's 28.
Yeah, which means he's got about 2 years left till he's trashed.
Dude, Travis Kelce is 35.
Isn't he 36? Yeah.
Turning 36.
He's horrible. Don't get me wrong, but Miles has no pick. That's why I did it.
Yes.
You got to give something for A.J. Brown at least.
Yeah. I offered A.J. Brown to Bachmeier.
I had a pick in there.
Whoa. The four?
Yeah, A.J. Brown.
That's as good as your best pick.
No. He needs at least a first for A.J. probably. Yeah.
Where's no, AJ? We're not trading three.
At least Genty ain't going to a team that's going to ride him into the sunset and he'll just be irrelevant. Because your team. Well, Bachmeier's team, like, he's got a couple good players, but.
Have you seen Big Mike's team?
Well, now, yeah. No, I haven't lately. I thought you had a good team anyway.
No. It should be good. No, you needed a running back. That'll be good for you.
We all do. It's all running back by committee in every team now, but like three.
No, that, you'll... Jacobs and Genty will be good for you.
Eckler, yeah, running backs are just not the same
for,
anymore.
For switch up. Nico, staying healthy. Are you going to run Lawrence or Tua?
It's going to be week by week.
I mean, Tua's good for about four games a year.
You can probably just drop Watson by now, huh?
I have him in IR. He's on PUP.
Who,
so.
Christian?
Huh? No.
Did you trade for Watson?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
For Sanders and Connor. E. Sanders and James.
Hey, I got nine plays last year out of Jonathan Brooks before he was, you know, done for life. Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad you took him before me.
God. Are you multi-scoring boys? Lucky?
When it comes against me, yes.
Kind of like our championship game?
Yeah. Needed 9 points from three players.
Yeah. Actually, that's not even his worst one.
He beat me where I was ahead, and I just needed Ben Roethlisberger to get a zero, and he got -2, and I lost.
You didn't pull him just to make sure.
I had nowhere on the bench, and we would have had to cut him.
So he had to play Ben Roethlisberger.
Your bench had all played, so you couldn't even drop somebody for a bench spot.
And he lost.
You couldn't ask for any points.
I've never had a quarterback get -1.
Remember,
he talked about, now you got to fire it up. He's going to talk about for the next 3 years.
Well, so we had
people don't forget.
But that was pretty, if it could happen. Dude.
That was crazy.
Well, it's like, and we don't see each other that much, Natwick. And then I walked in the office. God dang, man. Finally, I can't believe my team's finally. They just aged out on me, finally. And I had great teams for 5 years.
You know what? You should trade your 103 to Miles for A.J. Brown. No. He's going to take Hunter.
No, I'm not.
Travis?
No.
Are you going to play offense or defense?
Both. This is a player for you. Hunter is a player. You love those double position players.
It's a wide receiver.
Since it's a common misconception that Miles is from Colorado, mm-hmm. he's definitely going to draft Sanders.
But not Shadur. Not Shadur. He's going to draft Shiloh.
Sanders. Yes.
Hit the wrong one.
Yeah. Damn it.
I got the fucking combo. I got Hunter and Sanders. I don't know why Sanders was still there in the fourth.
Remember when I was going to trade you Hakeem Hunt?
Mm-hmm.
and you were gonna, and it was just a joke because it was Hakeem and Kareem Hunt were on the same team, and I was gonna make the trade, and you were like, "Yeah, that's a pretty good deal."
And I'd have like, totally done it.
No, I told him no. It's just a joke. It's a different guy, and you were like, "Oh man,
yeah,
I was really excited."
Shucks,
thought that was a fair deal.
Well, and then Kareem started beating women.
Mm-hmm. But Tyreek Hill, well, everything he did was just kind of swept under the rug.
Yeah. I won't lie, I'm kind of surprised with talking to Bach. I didn't think he was going to accept that.
Yeah, that's great. That's good for you.
When you threaten to quit?
It's a lot of excitement.
You're like the last one there.
No. Did they give you your money yet?
Yeah.
Good. I heard after I quit, Blankenship got a raise.
Wow. That guy.
Blankenship?
Mm-hmm.
Like the old kicker for the Colts that had the big goggles?
Mm-hmm.
Rodrigo Blankenship?
He's awesome. He was a good kicker for like...
Of course, Cam likes the oddball.
Mm-hmm. It's
alright. I mean, you said Blankenship did good out at Halliburton, but...
They kicked him off, I heard.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
That's Lord knows
I'm calling him tomorrow.
Lord knows I want no part of him back out at Hunt.
Yeah.
I forget who the apprentice was that was with him.
He got fired too.
Yeah. But
Joe, you got any water inside your
house? Yeah, the garage.
Yeah, I would take the hose when you were in there.
Actually, if I was a good host, I'd go get
a beer.
No, I'm good.
You're good.
Oh, grab it.
Got 1 minute.
But yeah, that Blue Ridge, what is it?
I was trying to make Ingberg be the commissioner today, like, and announce a pitch because he was in town.
Yeah.
He left before this, though. I was like, God damn it, Ingberg.
Oh, he didn't actually put it at 6 o'clock. He put it...
Mine shows 6 o'clock. August 3rd at 6.
Let me be
Pacific.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there we go.
This is a very lineman-heavy draft, too, like at the top end.
Which works out, if you pay attention and see who filled out their line, you might be able to pick up a flyer running back that could have a great year.
But then they get replaced in a year. Running backs have a one-year shelf life.
Yeah. So it's 6 o'clock, but it won't let me draft.
That's because it has to be started.
Thank you.
By the commissioner.
Thank you, sir.
Water, anybody?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Drew?
You're welcome.
I'm good.
You got water over there?